Rosemary Stark, Rosemary, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y, Stark, S-T-A-R-K, date of birth is April 2nd, 1955, this is for date of service, 6-7-2022. Mrs. Stark is a 67-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of her night sweats. The patient has an extensive medical history, including anxiety, insomnia, arthritis, asthma, depression, GERD, migraine, headaches, hypertension, neuropathy, sleep apnea, and a long-standing history of breast cancer, which was diagnosed in 2010. At that time, she was placed on anastrozole therapy, and after she was discontinued off of anastrozole 10 years later, she started developing night sweats. This started about a little over a year ago. She has neuropathy from the chemotherapy that she sustained for her breast cancer. She was recently checked and there is no malignancy. She had cancer in her ductal glands at the time. She had a hysterectomy at the age of 24. She reports dry skin and mood swings as well as fatigue. She is pending a bone density. She has lost about 26 pounds since last August. Plan number one, for evaluation of her night sweats, at this point my recommendation is to get a dexamethasone suppression test. And we will plan on giving her dexamethasone 1 milligram at 11 p.m., then check at 8 a.m. cortisol the next day. Next number, I will also check a thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level, as well as TPO antibody levels. Next number, I will check a vitamin D and a vitamin B12 level, as well as a comprehensive metabolic panel and hemoglobin A1C. Next number, I will also check thyroid antibodies, including a TPO antibody level, as well as a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next number, I will also check estrogen, progesterone, and DHEA sulfate level. Next number, I am also recommending Estrovera by Metagenics. Estrovera is E-S-T-R-O-V-R-A by Metagenics, M-E-T-A-G-E-N-I-C-S, which is FDA approved in postmenopausal women who have a history of breast cancer for the treatment of hot flashes. We will prescribe this through full script. Next number, the patient was previously on anastrozole for the last 10 years. I've asked her to provide a pathology report to see if it was estrogen receptor or progesterone receptor positive. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.